Hello, I'm Pam Jardine. In this episode, Kirkland Fire Department has a new top leader. Our waterfront gets some very fast rescue crafts. We'll see disaster preparedness Kirkland style and how to be safe on the 4th of July, all in this edition of Currently Kirkland. Kirkland's new fire chief, Joe Sanford, was sworn in on May 17, 2016.
I, Joseph Sanford, do solemnly affirm.
I, Joseph Sanford, do solemnly affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Perform the duties of fire chief.
Perform the duties of fire chief.
As prescribed by law.
As prescribed by law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
And that I will support and maintain.
And that I will support and maintain.
The laws of Kirkland.
The laws of Kirkland.
The laws and the Constitution of the State of Washington.
The laws and the Constitution of the State of Washington.
And the United States.
And the United States.
Congratulations, Chief.
Thank you.
Sanford has spent his entire career with the City of Kirkland. Since being hired in 1981, he's held every rank in the Kirkland Fire Department, including Lieutenant, Captain, Battalion Chief, Deputy Chief, and Interim Chief. During Sanford's tenure with Kirkland, he was named Chief of the Year in 2012 and 2014. He was Firefighter of the Year in 1989 and 2001. Joe is also the manager of the Regional Fire Training Division, where he supervised the work of battalion chiefs, captains, and staff from Kirkland, Redmond, and Woodinville to provide year-round training for nearly 300 firefighters, fire officers, and chiefs. Sanford has completed training at the National Fire Academy in the Executive Skills Series, Tactical Operations, Incident Command for Large Incidents, Instructional Techniques, and Emergency Response to Terrorism. Lake Washington is a popular recreation destination for both Kirkland residents and visitors. But when accidents happen, Kirkland Fire Department's Water Rescue Unit launches into action, and this year they're better equipped than ever.
A boat that crashed into the end of the condos out there into one of the piers, sending three people into the water. Two of them had life jackets on. One was swimming towards shore and didn't make it all the way to shore and was submerged.
Kirkland firefighters practice rescue scenarios just like this one.
We have mannequins hidden on the bottom and then also one hidden underneath of the boat there they had to go out and find. And they were able to find the victims all in about 15 to 20 minutes time frame, which is incredible for finding three people, especially with one of them being on the bottom and 25 to 30 foot of water.
As the variety of watercraft change, the kind of rescue response needed changes too.
Paddleboarding's gotten a lot more popular all throughout the year. So now we're seeing water rescues in the months of January, February, March, and people are going a lot farther out on the lake than they have prior. Same with the kayaking, and it's getting very popular as well.
Kirkland has added two new Sea-Doo search and rescue watercrafts to its rescue efforts. Fast action is key when saving drowning victims.
The one major benefit to our Sea-Doos is they're high speed. They can go 50 to 60 miles an hour. They're really fast deployment. They're on the water 24/7. Crews can come down, jump on them, and they can respond. They can all the way out to Seattle in under 4 minutes. So they can get anywhere on the lake very quickly. They can get right up next to a patient, and then the driver and the rescue swimmer on the back can actually reach out and grab the victim, throw them on board, and then without even stopping the machine, and then come right back to the shore.
As of April 1st, Kirkland Fire Department's Water Rescue Unit is ready to deploy both of its new rescue watercraft when needed. For more information about the Kirkland Fire Department, go to kirklandwa.gov/fire. Mike Connor for Currently Kirkland.
Remember this 4th of July that the City of Kirkland, along with many other cities, has a ban on fireworks. Possession and discharge of fireworks is illegal within the City of Kirkland. Fireworks are banned to eliminate the property damage, fires, injuries, deaths, trauma to animals, and the noise associated with their use. Sparklers burn at 1,800 degrees, and even they have caused accidental injury and death. Please help everyone enjoy the holiday, celebrate legally, obey the law, and be safe. To get your fireworks fill, Celebrate Kirkland will have a fireworks display at 10:15 p.m. on July 4th. Fireworks can be viewed from Marina Park and many other waterfront parks in Kirkland. Up next, see how Kirkland gets serious about being prepared.
City of Kirkland staff and volunteers man duty stations in the city's new Emergency Operations Center for a week-long drill in the second week of June. They responded to the effects of an earthquake disaster scenario called Cascadia Rising.
We have had almost 150 city employees come through and play and learn emergency management operations down there. So we've had great technology use. We've had really good logistics support. We've learned that we have a lot of people with a lot of experience in City Hall, from people who have done ski patrol to people who are Coast Guard reservists. So we have an incredible group of trained people that we can rely on in City Hall.
Patty Jean Hooper, manager of Kirkland's Office of Emergency Management, is looking for what we do well.
And then we're looking at gaps. So we call it a gap analysis. And we try to find partners who can fill that gap, or we write better plans to fill the gap, or we look at ways of just saying we need to do things better. So that's all that goes into an exercise, and that's the most important thing, is to always do things better.
I'm with the Kirkland Emergency Communications team, and we support the city with ham radio operations in the should there be a disaster.
How did that go?
It went really well. Our team learned a lot, and it was very successful. We've been training for this, so I think we were ready.
The National Guard was there for the entire week to participate.
What an incredible partner we have in the 161st. They look at where we can do staging areas. They've looked at how they can partner with community-based organizations, the police department and the fire department. So they've been an incredible partner.
On the third day of the event, we caught up with helicopter pilot Chief Warrant Officer 2, Sean Quillen.
So what we're getting ready to do right here is we're going to demo for the city of Kirkland here how we would extract a medevac. We're going to pull the seats out of this and load a couple medevac litters in here. After that, we do that cold load training. We're going to fly the city council members around here and then pull the city council members out and fly a couple groups of soldiers around as well, just so they can get familiar, get used to the aircraft in the event. Like I was saying, we have an emergency. We want to have them familiar with the aircraft, know the aircraft capabilities.
The final day of the event, volunteers got together to prepare for a disaster.
Today's event is having our volunteers, our community emergency response team people, our amateur radio people, our police cadets, all kinds of folks from different agencies and organizations are here to help with this practice. Well, I just am so excited about all of our volunteers coming together for such a large-scale drill. We have drills after each cert class, but that's just for one class, and they all know each other. So this is an opportunity for people who don't know each other, who just show up, to learn how to work as a team and rely on their training and do a good job for our community.
It's just amazing how a plan comes together with a whole bunch of people from the community that have resilience in mind.
To visit the Kirkland Office of Emergency Management, go to the website on your screen. Mike Connor for Currently Kirkland.
Thank you for watching our show. Currently Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.